Thousands of immigrants call Columbus home. In conjunction with WOSU-TV's documentary Columbus Neighborhood's New Americans, 89.7 is profiling immigrants who have settled here. In the latest installment of 89.7's New American Voices series, a profile of husband and wife Ahmed Al-Kazaz and Shahad Radawi, who came here from Iraq. Shahad Radawi and her husband Ahmed Al-Kazaz both received college degrees from Iraqi universities. Ahmed, with a computer science degree, worked for the government. Shahad turned an archaeology degree into working with ancient artifacts at the National Iraqi Museum. The young couple was just starting married life when their world turned upside down.
My wife called me and she was crying, she was screaming. I said, "What's happened?" She said, "There's a big explosion next to me in Baghdad and the people are just shooting in the air. It was very bad situation." So we said, "That's it, we are leaving."
This is really the hard part because the situation in Iraq just forced us to leave our mother country, which we really love and wish to keep in our culture, no matter what.
Ahmed had a relative in Columbus working to clear up immigration paperwork. A little more than 2 years ago, they set foot on U.S. soil, but they found the transition difficult.
When I came here, I have to start like someone is 18. Exactly, someone is 18. With no license, driver license, with no credit, with no job history, nothing. So we have to start from zero.
So they did. Ahmed went through a series of jobs before finally landing an IT job at Wendy's headquarters in Dublin. 4 months ago, Shahad took a position at the Columbus Museum of Art. Shahad and Ahmed are grateful for a circle of friends who helped them make it through.
Then I was lucky to have many great and good friends here who show a love and help and support all the time for my husband and I.
Now Shahad helps other immigrants make the transition she and her husband made. She calls it her mission from God.
God sent me here for a real mission for my community. Like, I found myself involved and helped many women and children who they really need help. So, yeah, exactly. Again, why is Columbus, Ohio? There isn't a mission in Columbus, Ohio. That's why.
Shahad says life in Iraq and the U.S. are polar opposites. Ahmed believes that without support, other immigrants won't be able to make the same transition.
Not all the people can handle that change. It will be a big shock for them. Culture shock, job shock, it's everything is shock for them.
Shahad is still dealing with shock of her own. She says the fast-paced American life is too hectic. She's tried to slow things down by abandoning TV and reading as much as possible.
Living here is so frustrating thing, and it's so push hard on your life. It's just like sometimes ruin your available time, like where you have to be, where you have to do. Sometimes I really feel that's unfair, but that's how the system works here.
Even with the stresses, Ahmed and Shahad enjoy Columbus. Last year, they participated in several cultural events teaching Ohioans about customs from other countries.
I wear Iraqi culture costumes. Women from my community, they cook Iraqi food and share it with people there. And it was really great experience to make people know more about our culture, our food, our interesting, how we look like, what we dress.
Despite her love of America, Shahad says she's still Iraqi at heart.
If I get a chance to get back for live in my country, believe it, I will do it. I know United States is really a lovely country, but you have to pay a lot for that thing. So if I will, someday I will choose between packing in my country just to have a peace on there, I will really pick that choice.
Sam Hendren, WOSU News.